This is 95 Mirchi, and you are listening to the afternoon show with me, Mirchi Vijji. And right now, I am talking to Malar Viri from Action Aid India, which is an NGO that is primarily focused on women and children's rights, and it is striving for their betterment. In the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, Action Aid is reaching out to marginalized communities and sensitizing them about COVID-appropriate behavior and the importance of vaccination. So, hi, Malar Viri.
Hi, Vijayalakshmi.
So, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks so much for taking time out of your schedule to talk to 95 Mirchi. So the previous week, government had announced that they will be restarting vaccination for people of the 18 to 44 age group, right? And now they have put that on hold due to shortage. So even healthcare workers and people from priority groups were told that they will be notified about the availability of vaccination, let alone slots for their vaccination. So in the middle of whatever problems we are encountering when it comes to a vaccination, why do you think it's important to prioritize the same for slum dwellers and people who work on the field?
ActionAid as an organization taking sides with the marginalized communities, we have been working in slums for long now. Mm-hmm. And understanding the deprived situation around their workplace, at their workplace and also at their residence. If you see, even today, you can see people living in single room accommodations.
Right.
And not even 100 square feet rooms. Okay, there will be 4 to 5 family members or 6 to 7 family members living in that space. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apart from this, there will be shared toilets among the families. Or public, they will be using public toilets and without any basic facilities around them. They are involved in unorganized work like chowdhury workers, paurakarmika, street vendors, housekeeping, mall workers. And these people are domestic workers and these people are more exposed to the kind of pandemic what we are in. We all know how the spread is today and they are in a very much exposure to this pandemic. The spread is across the globe and we see these people are more vulnerable in these.
Right.
So, and moreover, the lockdowns have impacted very much to these communities and made their life much more. They are into multiple marginalizations because of this.
Unfortunately. So tell me something, if we get down to providing vaccination for people living in slums, low-income quarters, and people who work on the field, right? So how do you propose we do that?
See, you have to first of all, what we are doing now is we are having auto campaigns and also announcement in the slums with speakers saying that how important vaccination is.
Right.
Because the media, what kind of hype it has created within the communities. It is not only slum communities. There are large number of people in this nation are fearful of vaccination, getting vaccinated.
Correct.
This has to be removed. And the reality has to be put forth in front of them why these deaths have happened. What is the kind of, this will give them a lot of confidence and come forward for vaccination. Today, immediately the people will jump over and say that people are uneducated in slums and that is why they are fearful. It is not
absolutely
like
that. There's a lot of judgment when it comes to slum dwellers and people from low income groups, right? Yeah, I totally agree. This is 95 Mirchi and you are listening to the afternoon show with me, Mirchi Vijji. And right now I am talking to Malar Viri from Action Aid India, which is an NGO that is primarily focused on women and children's rights, and it is striving for their betterment. In the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, Action Aid is reaching out to marginalized communities and sensitizing them about COVID-appropriate behavior and the importance of vaccination. So there have been talks about implementation of this particular model called an Indonesian model for vaccination. What is that and how can our country achieve that?
See, first of all, you have to give, whether it is middle class or any community, you have to give the confidence to the people that we are with you. The state has to come out and tell. The government has to stand by the citizens and say that we are with you. We are together. We have to achieve this.
Right.
And moreover, these communities has to be, when you know these communities are vulnerable, reaching out to the most vulnerable, definitely in this country, you would have reached out in the hierarchy, whoever is on the top, you would have reached out to them, definitely.
Right.
So you have to focus on these communities and bring out a model which will gradually see through that within the next wave, we completely vaccinate all the people. And moreover, we also see herd immunity also will help them. Like herd vaccination might also help these people.
Great. So the effort of your NGO has always been with women and children, right? Now it has been redirected towards educating marginalized groups about COVID protocols and the importance of vaccination. So how do you manage to reach out to these people while the entire country is going through a crisis? How are you managing to get through to them?
The issues might differ. The communities have different faces. They might be the workers who are supporting the city to run. They are the city makers. They are women, they are children, but they are also slum dwellers. So they have different faces. That's it. The issues are different for them, but people are same. So, and it is our responsibility, we see, that we reach out to these people with the right information what they need about the pandemic. Because there is a lot of misconceptions, myths that have been talked over by several things is reaching out to them, whether it is a WhatsApp university or through the media.
Unfortunately, you know, even people like us who are in a better position to consume news and to verify, we fall prey to such things. I'm pretty sure it is a completely different case with all of these slum dwellers and, you know, people from low-income groups, unfortunately. This is Manipak Mirchi and you are listening to The Afternoon Show with me, Mirchi Vijji. And right now, I am talking to Malar Viri from Action Aid India, which is an NGO that is primarily focused on women and children's rights, and it is striving for their betterment. In the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, Action Aid is reaching out to marginalized communities and sensitizing them about COVID-appropriate behavior and the importance of vaccination. So you tell me, what are some challenges you face as a volunteer working on ground, and how do you expect the public to cooperate when it comes to this?
See, one, I would say, like testing or quarantining and the vaccination, we need support from the government propaganding that how to increase the confidence in the people.
Right.
So they are fearful about the quarantining because they feel that organ threat might happen.
Right.
Earlier, it was far off places they were quarantined, so no families wanted to go for quarantine.
Right.
So even for testing, they don't come. That is the issue. And also, looking at from the community perspective is important for any issue. Like, for example, when we were in the beginning, when we started working, a lot of ambulance sound we will be hearing that people will get fearful and they will run away. The positive person would run away.
Oh my God, yeah.
And they felt targeted by the government, by outsiders, and by within the community also.
Exactly. It was some kind of a taboo, right? Back then, people would fear if they have COVID, and even if they have to step up for testing. Yes, absolutely agreed, yeah.
Testing, it was very difficult for us to convince for testing. Then we had small group meetings where we would bring the challenges of the people, what fear they have, in the center of the table. And when we started discussing, it was very easy for us to communicating with them and making them convinced for the testing.
Right.
So like this, you have to look at the community. Immediately, there is a lot of communalization to it. There is a lot of myths to around it. It is only people from the slums are spreading across, because they are working as street vendors and this, that, and all of this. But actually speaking, any person is a potential to spread the pandemic.
Absolutely.
It is very obvious for us.
Correct.
So there is no need to target the communities. First of all, you feel they are also the equal citizens in this city.
Right, right.
Recently, from the public, you ask, what are the other citizens? How do they support us?
Exactly.
Recently, there was a domestic worker who was not informed that they have a positive cases in the family, and she was allowed to work in their home. That is not right for anybody to do.
Absolutely. You can't withhold information from someone like that.
The domestic
yes.
worker turned back to be positive within 2 days. I think she passed away also.
Oh
so
God.
Please don't put anyone in this kind of dangerous situation. That is what the other citizens should be careful about.
Exactly. I think the first thing they should do is they need to get checked if they have symptoms, and then they have to go for testing. And if that is the case, they have to take all of the necessary measures to isolate themselves and keep everybody around informed, especially people from marginalized communities, right?
Right.
Okay, so before I let you go, Malar Viri, is there a message you'd like to share with fellow Bangaloreans and 9to5 Mirchi listeners?
So I would expect the whole Bangalore or the whole Karnataka to be vaccinated soon. The government also to support and people to come forward, even within the families, middle class, upper middle class, whatever category we have fears in us. Please take out those fears. Consult your doctor before going vaccination if you have fears. And please come forward to vaccinate and let us make the state and the country free from this pandemic. And this is what my message.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Malar Viri, for talking to 95 Mirchi. I hope this message reaches a lot of people and they would act accordingly. And let's hope that this pandemic will get over soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Vijayalakshmi, for getting in touch with me.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.